Good afternoon. My name is Chuvaragan, a student at Edward Branly High School, and you are listening to the daily podcast where we talk about science as well as adventure. We are going to start by explaining what are black hole stars and why they shouldn't exist. We are going to continue by advertising one of the best-selling books of 2022 that helps you acknowledge your own body so that you can understand what happens during a virus infection, for example, the coronavirus. Next, we will move on to which country you should visit this summer by exploring the wonders of nature in Slovakia. To conclude, we will have a guest speaker talk about a fraction of the rich history in Slovakia by talking about one of their war heroes, Milan Rastislav Štefanik. To begin, Professor Gall at Oxford University will present the mysteries of the universe by exploring the topic of black hole stars.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. So what do you already know as a student about black hole stars?
From what I learned, black hole stars may have been the biggest stars that ever existed. They burned brighter than galaxies and were bigger than any star today, or that might ever exist in the future. They were only possible for a short time in the early universe, but if they existed, they would solve one of the greatest mysteries of cosmology.
Today, stars just go supernova and simply turn in black holes or neutron stars. But for black hole stars, the beasts of the early universe, a few hundred million years after the Big Bang, all matter in existence was much more concentrated. The universe was much denser and hotter. Dark matter was a dominant player, forming giant structures called dark matter halos. These dark matter halos were so massive that they attracted and concentrated incredibly gigantic amounts of hydrogen gas, becoming the birthplace of the first stars in the galaxies. When a star is born, it drives out the gas cloud that it creates, but those titanic gas clouds in the early universe were so large and massive that even after they were born, more and more gas accumulates on the nascent star, causing it to grow to incredible proportions. There's too much mass and too much pressure. The balance is impossible to maintain. Like a fast-forwarding supernova, the nucleus crushes into the black hole. Normally, today's stars would go supernova.
So, can a supernova destroy them?
Not even a supernova can destroy this overly large and massive star. But for this star, a tremendous explosion shakes the star from within. But now it has a black hole as its heart. It keeps its angular momentum. This means the matter is attracted, doesn't just fall into a straight line, but rather begins to orbit the black hole in a smaller and smaller circle, going faster and faster. The result is an acceleration disk where gas orbits at almost the speed of light. Only a small amount of gas actually falls at any given time. A black hole embedded inside a black hole star is different. The enormous pressure around it pushes matter straight into the black hole, overcoming all restrictions on how fast it can consume. For the next few million years, the star of a black hole is consumed from within. This process is so violent and releases so much energy that the acceleration disk becomes hotter and releases more radiation pressure than any star core enough to push back against the weight of 10 million suns. If a black hole star existed, it could explain one of the universe's greatest mysteries, because the supermassive black holes observed at the center of the galaxy are simply too big.
Wow, I would like to see a black hole star. If I saw this massive beast, I'm sure that it would blow my mind. So thank you for this brief presentation on black hole stars. We will continue by advertising one of the best-selling books of 2022.
With the sudden developments of COVID-19, this book, Immune, brings a whole new outlook to how your body works in presence of an infection. The author of the book, Philip Detmer, is founder of CEO and head writer of Kurzgesagt. Kurzgesagt, in a nutshell, is one of the largest science channels on YouTube, with over 15 million subscribers and almost 1.5 billion views. After dropping out of high school at the age of 15, Philip met a remarkable teacher who inspired him a passion for learning and understanding the world. He went on to study history and information design with a focus on infographics.
So interesting. I would like to buy this book immediately.
You can buy this book on Amazon for 20 euros with the promotion code Daily Podcast. You will learn about every detail of the adaptive and innate immune system and much more.
Next, we will move on to the second topic by exploring the wonders of nature in Slovakia.
With 7 sites listed as UNESCO's heritage, Slovakia is a country worth exploring too. Whether from an architectural and topographical or simply touristic point of view, this country of Middle Europa is a crossroad of Slavic and Germanic civilization. In fact, its diversity is incredible. The best place to visit are the castles, which are in abundance. And for mountain climbers, a good place to explore are the beautiful High Tatras, of the highest mountains in Slovakia on the border with Poland.
Thank you. Let's explore Slovakian history by talking about one important legend in their culture. Štefánik's scientific aspiration will come to an end with the First World War. He asked to be incorporated into the French Air Force and began his pilot training in January 1915. During World War I, he served at the same time as a general in the French army and as Minister of War for Czechoslovakia, as one of the leading members of the Czechoslovak National Council.
Štefánik's tomb was built in 1927 to 1928 on Bradlo Hill in Brezová pod Bradlom. And with that, he became a part of history and a legend of recent Slovak history. In 2019, Slovakia launched a 2 euro coin commemorating the 100th death anniversary of Štefánik.
Thank you for tuning in for this daily podcast.